I promise you that there are no bad intentions at all in my relationship with Miss Furamond.
Okay, we have a deal. We'll fire her tomorrow, just so I know I'm making a mistake.
Do you realize what you're asking, Yasaman? You want me to prevent someone from earning an income because of some childish rumors that are going round the office? Is that right? Is that what you want?
We'll give her a year's worth. No, 2 years' worth of a salary and tell her to leave. You won't have to worry about her that way. You mean she can't find another job in the next 2 years?
Well, what reason should I give her for firing her then?
I'm begging you, Dad. Do it for me. Do it for our family.
That's enough, Yasaman. What you're asking me to do is unethical. There is no way that I'll accept it.
You're not worried about Miss Furman's job. You're just worried about... Hello?
Hi, Yasaman.
Hello, Mom.
How are you? Hello? Yasaman?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Why is your voice like that? Are you crying?
No. Why should I cry? I've just got a stuffy nose, that's all.
Why don't you take care of yourself, honey? I have to worry about you wherever I am.
Oh, Mom. It's just a common cold. How's Benjamin doing?
He's good, but he misses you a lot.
Mom, why don't you ask about Dad? The last few days he's been saying he wants homemade food. So I made him gourmet sabzi tonight so we could have it for dinner.
Bon appetit.
As soon as he came, he said put a plate for your mom and Benjamin as well. He truly always wishes you were here. He didn't eat much either. I'm sure he would have eaten more if he had been here with us.
He probably didn't like your cooking.
He said that. He said no one can make gourmet sabzi like you, Mom. But he had no appetite. He really wants you to come back.
So he wants me to come and cook for him, yeah?
Food is just an excuse. He remembers and thinks about you all the time, really.
If he really did love me, how come he couldn't stay here for even a year?
Because he didn't want to choose between you and his homeland. He really couldn't. You know you put him in a really tough situation.
Forget it, Yasaman. When are you coming back?
I wish you would come back.
Don't start again, Yasi. I don't want to hear these things.
I'm well aware that you're sick of staying there. Please stop being so stubborn already and just come back.
Am I the stubborn one or him? He won't even give me a call.
He's just afraid to hear no from you. I can tell he's thinking about you from his eyes and from the things he says. And anyway, you haven't called him either, have you? You're both the same. He thinks you don't think of him at all. Mom... I swear if you take one step forward, he'll come running back to you. That's when you'll realize how wrong you were.
Aunt Homer, do you want to go outside for some fresh air?
Dr. Homer, I bought you some more tea.
Thank you.
Take it for Uncle Hamid if you don't mind. Thanks a lot.
Didn't you ask Soraya?
About what?
About why she didn't try and stop Hamid. Why didn't she tell us to watch out for him?
The thing is, Aunt Homer, when I saw Soraya, I hadn't found Uncle Hamid yet. I didn't know he was addicted. But you see, Aunt Susan said that even though Soraya knew that Uncle Hamid was taking drugs, she still gave him money regularly, you see.
Why?
I don't know.
What else did Susan say?
Come on, Aunt Homer, please forget about it. What we need to do is focus on getting Uncle Hamid to quit.
Mehdi, you either have to tell me every word that Susan told you, or I will go and ask her myself.
Layla?
Yes? Whoa, why so many herbs, Mom?
Sweetie, go and bring a big knife. I forgot to bring it.
Okay.
Layla?
Can anyone be so selfish and cruel?
Aunt Homer, we really have to think about helping Uncle Hamid, not the things that Soraya's done in the past. Do you know of any place that we can trust to take Uncle Hamid to help him quit his addiction? I've heard that some rehab camps aren't any good at all, and I've read in the papers that they're really cruel to the addicts in some of the places. Do you know any place that we can trust to take Uncle Hamid? Please, Aunt Homer, you're the only one we know who knows these things. Aunt Homer.
We will find one. I'll ask around.
Come on. Let's go inside and talk to Uncle Hamid. All you did in there was cry. Uncle Hamid needs your support. Let's go and talk to him. Please, come.
Mehdi, I really need to be alone for a while.
But you can't just sit out here.
Please, Mehdi. I need to have some time for myself.
Okay. But we can't do anything if we just sit here and think.
Well, look who's here, Dr. Homer. What a surprise. And what brings you to my door, huh? Come in, come in. After all these years, you remembered you had an aunt. But you've forgotten to say hello, haven't you? Being a Muslim isn't just about praying and fasting. It's about seeing your relatives as well. What happened? I thought you got offended and left. How's your dad? He's completely forgotten about his sister. But what about you? You grew up with me. How did you forget me? Huh? What are you looking for? What's going on? After all these years, you're finally starting to think of this old lady. I wonder what that's all about.
I'm thinking of my brother. My younger brother.
I already told that boy that came here that I don't know where Hamid is.
Yes, I believe that. Because if you knew about his condition, you'd die of guilt.
Oh, I get it. So you've come to judge me?
I've come to tell you about Hamid's condition. Your nephew, the one who you separated from his family. I've come to tell you that the hatred you had towards your brother bore fruit, my dear aunt. You should be happy because you've ruined Hamid's life.
Why me? Why did I ruin his life? He ruined his own life.
But you gave him money to destroy himself. You were prepared to pay for his drugs just so he would stay with you and destroy his life before your eyes. Why did you do it? How could you do such a thing?
Yes, I know. I know exactly who has told you all this garbage, Susan. But I want you to listen very carefully to what I am going to tell you. I took Hamid away from Nematola. Yes, I admit it, but I've got my reasons for it. I took him away from his father because Nemat was taking away the right of his own child. He was taking away the right of his own child. Hamid's rights were being given to a complete stranger. Hamid received nothing but love from me in this house. Yes. I gave him money because I loved him.
And that's your definition of love, is it?
When I found out that he was addicted, I stood up to him. That is why he left.
He left this house because he found out you were behind the fire that took place in your room. He left this house because he saw the bitterness and resentment that lives in you.
What you're saying is nonsense.
He left this house because he loathed you. Otherwise, you were prepared to continue paying for his drugs just to have him stay here in this house with
you. Will you shut your mouth?
After Masood left your house, he made me promise that I would never set foot here. But after I saw Hamid today, I couldn't take it anymore. And now, after all these years, I broke the promise I made to the person who was the dearest to me. I came here today to tell you that we all hate you.
I don't care.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Where's Miss Faramund?
I don't know. I mean, she hasn't come yet.
This report needs to be typed. I've got to hand it in an hour.
Let me take care of that for you.
Really? Thank you very much.
Someone's got to do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Should I leave your tea here?
Yes, thank you.
Where's Faramond?
It's Miss Faramond.
Yes, I'm sorry. Why hasn't she come yet? It's 10 o'clock.
What's it got to do with you?
She tells me not to show you any respect. And you tell me to call her Miss Faramond. No, I just mean that people are so different from each other.
Rosemere, get back to work and stop creating rifts here. Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Tahiri.
Hi, Yasaman. Are you okay?
No. How can I be okay?
Why? What happened?
Nothing. I had a fight with my dad last night because of that girl.
I told you to ignore it.
Because he was telling me off because of the way I'd spoken to her.
You didn't say you suspect anything about their relationship, did you?
I did.
Well, you made a mistake.
When it comes to my dad, I just can't help myself. He was telling me to apologize to her. Can you believe that?
And?
Nothing. I just told him how I felt about everything.
Did he own up to it?
No. He said there's nothing going on between them.
Well, that's fantastic.
You're telling me you believe him?
I don't believe Miss Faramond, but...
I do believe your father.
He might not have any feelings for her.
But Mr. Harry...
When I told him to fire Faramond,
he just stood strong and said... No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, maybe he changed his mind afterwards.
Why do you say that?
Because Faramond didn't show up to work.
Are you serious?
And she didn't inform anyone either.
Oh, thank God for that. I hope she never returns.
Is that all they've done so far? That guy doesn't seem to understand that I'm the plaintiff here.
Don't call that guy, Farhad. Mr. Dhanashvai is the magistrate overseeing our case. Make sure to speak politely to him when you see him.
I do not care who he is. After all this time, he sends me a subpoena and you're telling me I should speak to him politely? Listen, I've got problems. I need money now and it won't be any good to me later on.
Listen, Farhad, you need to be careful. I don't want you going up to him and ordering him around. He's a magistrate. He's not your employee.
He has sent Mehdi Faramond a subpoena as well, right?
Listen, Farhad, this is how things work. The magistrate needs to talk to the plaintiff first to see what the problem is. He has to hear what you have to say and assess the relevant documents. Once he's convinced, he'll send Faramond a subpoena as well.
What if he's not convinced?
Nothing will happen if he's not convinced. They'll say your complaint is invalid. You can't file a complaint according to any act.
Oh, jeez. Didn't you tell me I could file a complaint? I'm just going to be wasting my time this way.
That's the reason why I'm telling you to speak to him politely. Look, what you need to do is explain it to him the way you explained it to me, but without any anger or frustration. Leave the rest to him. You'd better go now before it's too late. Hurry up and go. It says here you should be there at 10 a.m. You'll be late.
Let's go then.
I have to attend a hearing in another court.
Don't give me that. You have to accompany me.
I don't need to come for this session. Please, don't worry.
I won't be coming back today. Call me on my cell if you need me.
Yes, of course.
Where do you think I am? I'm at work. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Isn't your boss here?
No. So tell me why you came here again.
That woman, your friend, she's insane, you know.
Why are you surprised? You should know better. Some people are just generally insane.
Why did you tell me to work for her if you knew she was going to be like that?
Please, Aslan, leave. Or are you just here to annoy me again?
No. Why would I want to annoy you? I came here to tell you I quit that job. I wasn't made for it.
You did the right thing. You shouldn't work in a place that doesn't make you happy. You did the right thing, Aslan. How can I help you? Oh, hi. How are you? Yes, he's here. Yes, he just told me now. No, Mrs. Keery. It's better this way. I'm happy that it happened. You don't know how guilty I felt. What do you mean? No, Mrs. Keery, it's all right. I know, Mrs. Keery. Can I call you back in a few minutes, please? Okay. Goodbye.
What did she say?
What do you think she said?
Whatever she told you is a lie. She never liked me from the very first day. She hired me because of you. She was always looking for an excuse to fire me.
Let's say she was looking for an excuse. Is her customer lying as well?
That person's working for her too. She probably told her to say those things. Hey, listen, why didn't she tell Mrs. Carey that she was sending over some money? Doesn't the law say that whenever you want to mail someone any money, you should write it on the envelope?
Hey, Aslan, let's say what you're saying is correct. It's better this way for you, for me, and Mrs. Keery. Now, please go.
When's your boss coming back?
What's it to you? Get back to work, please.
I'll wait here until he comes back, so he can see me.
No, he won't be in today. Come back tomorrow if you want to see him.
Has he gone to see his mistress?
I don't know where he's gone to. You can ask him where he was when you come back tomorrow.
Hey, listen. Listen to me. How about we blackmail him together so we can get something out of this for ourselves?
What do you want to get from him? That was his sister's house and she's divorced. What do you plan on telling his wife? Are you going to tell her that her husband is secretly visiting his sister? Is that what you're going to tell her?
His sister's house?
Yes, his sister's house. Do you think it's strange for someone to go to his sister's house?
Then why didn't you tell me before?
And why should I have told you that? What's it to you? What's it to me? You're just supposed to be a courier, not a busybody, Aslan.
He's tricked you. He's tricked you. I didn't see a Miss Farney written on the envelope. The woman had a different last name. Wait a second.
Get
Let
up.
Me remember what it was.
Get Shh. Up. His sister is divorced. She's living there using her ex-husband's last name.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure. Hurry up and go before you make me lose my temper.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't you tell me earlier?
I'm telling you now because you're not going to be working for Mrs. Keery anymore. Otherwise, I would never have told you. Why should I have to tell you about other people's personal lives? Mrs. Keery knows that that is his sister's house. You can even go and ask her yourself. Say, why didn't you tell me that Mr. Farney's sister lives there so I could stop imagining things and making plans for him, huh? Get up. Go back to work. And if you want to ask Mr. Funny about it, you can come back tomorrow and ask him. Ask him where he was yesterday and what he was doing there. If he asks me who you are, I will tell him that you were the courier who worked for Mrs. Keery, but she sacked you for stealing money from customers.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much. With friends like these, who needs enemies?
I am not your friend, Aslan, and I'm not related to you either. Whatever I'm doing for you is only because of my sister and her poor children. Got
that? Okay, man. No need to get angry.
I said get out of here before you make me lose it. Get out! Get out!
But
Hi, Mrs. Keary. I'm sorry. He was sitting here, and I could not talk in front of him. How much money was in the envelope? Oh, my God. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Please, could you tell me why you hand-wrote such an important contract?
Well, because some of my money wasn't ready at the time, so I couldn't pay a real estate agent. And we both agreed that we wouldn't go to a notary office to transfer the deed to my name until I had made my final payment. I'm sure my lawyers explained it all to you.
And he did not tell you that he was selling this property to somebody else?
No. I wouldn't have waited if I had known about it. I would have gone to the workshop and humiliated him in front of everyone. But by the time I found out, it was too late.
Did Mr. Faramond have any issues regarding the way you made your payments?
He received the first check on time and used the money to pay off his debts. He bounced the second check for no reason. I was on an overseas trip and had forgotten to tell my accountant to put my money in my account. This guy takes the second check to the bank and sees that my account hasn't got enough money in it. But he didn't even wait for me to return from my trip, so he bounced the check.
So no second payment was made then?
No, because I wasn't in Iran at the time. I'm sure you've probably forgotten the dates on your checks at some point in time as well.
I don't have a checkbook, Mr. Fani.
Yes. Well, anyhow, things like this happen among businessmen all the time. You go to the bank, you find out the person doesn't have any money in their account, so what do? You call them up and you ask them what you should do, eh?
When did he notify you about the bounced check?
He went straight to my workplace right after he bounced the check. He tried to humiliate me there. So my secretary called my accountant and said, Mr. Nayeri, Mr. Fani isn't here. He's gone on an overseas trip. We have to wait for him to come back. Your Honor, I'm not stupid. The real reason he bounced my check was so he could use it as an excuse to sell the property to someone else.
Why didn't he call you and tell you to put the money in your account?
Well, I do go to Dubai for business trips every now and then, and I'm usually so busy with work when I'm there that I don't take my phone with me. I call people myself if I need to.
Did you clear the check after you returned from your trip?
After Mr. Nayeri told me what happened, I called Mr. Faramond and told him to come to my offices so we could talk about my problem. I asked him to give me a couple of days so I could transfer money into my account so he could cash his check, and he seemed as though he had agreed to what I'd said as he was leaving my office. I think I know what he's up to. He's going to use my bounced check as an excuse and say he sold the property to someone else because I didn't clear my check.
Who told you that the property was sold?
He called me and told me himself. He appeared to be drowning in debt before I gave him any money. He used my money to pay off his debts. Now, does my bounced check give him the right to sell the property to someone else? Tell me that.
Well, he definitely didn't have the right to do that, unless he had informed you about it and gained your consent.
Well, he never did that.
So what exactly did he tell you when he called you?
He called me and told me, I've sold the property and I want to give you back your money. I said, hey man, what are you talking about? This isn't a bank. You can't just give and take money like that. There are rules and regulations for everything.
So you told him you didn't approve of him selling the property. And he's expecting you to sue him now, right?
Definitely. There's no doubt about it. I told him I'd sue him.
And?
He came to my office again and started making up stories about how he had problems and he kept asking me to help him. I told him that I don't care. I want my property.
You mean you didn't get your money back from him?
No, I didn't get my money back from him. I told him to get out of my office. He left, but then he called me later and told me that he deposited the money.
200 million turmans was transferred to your account and you didn't know about it?
Your Honor, my company has a high turnover rate. That day when he deposited the money into my account, someone else had cashed one of my checks, which was due a couple of days later. And that is what happened.
Judging by the things that you're saying, you sound like you still want that property.
How can I take back the property? What happens to the person who bought it after me?
In cases like this, the court can terminate the second agreement. However, you will still need to make all of your payments. Only Mr. Faramond is in trouble. Mr. Faramond is currently accused of selling a property to two customers. He might be facing a prison sentence and he'll have to compensate the second buyer.
I don't want to cause trouble for the person who bought that property. I mean, that person must have pinned their hopes on it.
You mean you don't want that property anymore?
Not at all. There's no point working in a property like that anymore. I just want to teach Mr. Faramund a lesson. I want him to know he's got no right to use other people's money to take care of his debts. I want him to compensate me for the money I had given him during this time. I'm a businessman. Do you know how that money could have helped me with my business during the time that he was holding on to it? I could have doubled that amount by now.
Very well, then.
So, Judge?
I'm not a judge, Mr. Farney. I'm a magistrate.
I've got a lot on my hands. How long is this going to take?
These things take a lot of time, Mr. Farney. We need to speak to him as well.
But I can't go on like this. I filed my complaint 1 month ago, and it seems like he's still not aware of anything.
I have no further questions to ask you. You may leave.
Very well, then. Thank you.
I seriously had decided that I wouldn't speak to you anymore.
I swear it wasn't my fault. My mom told me that if you stay in your own house, you'll make up with your parents quicker. She said that if we had interfered, you wouldn't speak to them anytime soon. Otherwise, I would have loved it if you could have come over. Hey, Beta, you're the only friend I've got. You know that, don't you?
All right, stop acting so childish now.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Siavash?
Hey, how's it going? What's up?
Nothing much, really. I haven't seen much of you. Where have you been?
I've been busy. 2 more semesters to go and I'll be free.
Hey, Sia, you know that guy Mohammad Reza? Is what he's saying true? Haven't you heard it?
No. What's he saying?
He says that you and Mehran Faramund were planning on tricking the bank and getting a loan using a copy of Mehran's brother's deed. Is that right?
Did Mohammad Reza say that?
Yeah. He says the security at the bank found out and they will send you both to prison for it.
Who did he say these things to?
To everyone. He was saying all that garbage in the lunchroom just now before you arrived.
Keep telling him not to embarrass himself.
Poor guy, he never learns.
Don't feel pity for him. The last time we had a class, he said something to the professor, and the professor humiliated him.
Yeah.
He's got issues.
Hey, don't worry, I won't. Mohammad Reza.
What is it? Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Idiot!
Stop it!
Whoa!
Stop it, man!
Hey, wait!
Stop it! What's going on? Stop! Leave him alone!
Hey. Hey there.
Hi.
You don't come to college, but when you do come, it's a weekend?
Excuse me, but today's not a weekend. It's Thursday.
Well, anyway, where have you been? All the professors have been asking about you. I hope you don't have trouble with your exams.
Really? I won't have any troubles. I've already spoken to the university's education department.
Okay, well, I'll see you later then.
What a sticky beak.
Have you really spoken to the education department?
Yeah, I've got a certificate.
From who?
You know, from the doctor who screwed up my face.
So then why did you come to university today? The education department is closed, you know that.
I know, I just couldn't be bothered staying at home today.
How come?
Let go of him. What's he going
to
do?
Well, there is a lot going on in our house at the moment.
He's a traitor. He's a scumbag.
Shut up!
Shabnam?
Hmm?
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
Moron!
Let go of
What's
me! I've got to teach
Let
this traitor a lesson!
Let's see what he's gonna do!
Come on, stop it, man!
I'm not gonna let you live, Mohammad Reza!
Let go of him! Let's see what he's gonna do! Let go of him!
Siavash, leave him alone. Don't create trouble, man.
You think you can get away with breaking my nose? I'll smash you!
Would you just calm down, Siavash? Please tell me what happened.
You're a college student. This is not a gang hangout, man.
Leave him alone, man. I'll make you regret what you said to everyone.
What did he say, Siavash?
He knows what he said.
Tell them! Let them know as well! Tell them what I said! Did I lie? Didn't you trick Mehran into forging a signature? Didn't you trick the bank into giving you a loan? Using someone else's deed? Isn't it true that you've been bailed out of jail? How much longer do you plan on hiding the garbage you've done? Well, think about it. You'll have to go to jail sooner or later, won't you?
You traitor! Let go of me!
Did you hear what he said?
Let go of me!
Pay! I swear you'll pay!
دست و تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوز صفتخ چاهم بمونه ناتنینی شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی